Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
New pitch. Swung on. It hit high in the air, deep right field. Back is Sanchez looking up. And that one is gone into the second deck. Max Kepler goes deep again. And Kepler with home run number 9 on the season. A solo shot puts the Phillies back on top. It's 2-1.
Good night for the Phils. 5-2 win down in Miami. Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas. Joe, Julia, we'll get back to all your phone calls. Another clue for Hugh's Clues as well coming up as we discuss Jalen Hurts and whether or not he had a good or great season last year. I'm sensing a lot of amnesia out there. People are forgetting the details, including Hugh Douglas. But Hugh, last night, we shouldn't forget what happened. It was just last night. Phillies win 5-2 over the Miami Marlins. That was a good win last night. Just, you know, because they came off the great homestand, 5-1. They swept the Blue Jays. It's like, all right, let's not have a letdown in Miami, right? And that game, kind of close, back and forth for most of the game. But look, Mick Abel pitched well again. He continues to pitch well. Max Kepler, who's heated up a little bit here after being down for the month of May, now up to 9 home runs, including that one last night.
He's big play Trey.
Big play Trey
Did
with
the party started
three
last
hits.
Night?
Yeah. What about your this one you mentioned, your parlay that
well,
didn't
no,
hit?
That, I, yeah, 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 I missed it. The other two guys.
So
Kim,
close.
Kim didn't give me no love. And who else? Cassianos.
You had them for hits last night?
Yeah, I had them for hits.
Okay. So you get what you hit three out of five legs?
I hit three out of five.
Wow, that's so close.
It's
not an almost.
It is.
It's not.
No, I feel pretty good tonight. I'm gonna run it back tonight. I might run it back.
Okay. Well, maybe you should bet on Alec Boehm to get some hits because he keeps hitting and he has been on a heater.
I should have did that.
He had that hit in the ninth inning to put it, you know, give a little breathing room, and then thought a couple things I thought were interesting. One, Kirkering was the closer last night, his first career save, and he was pretty, I would say, down in the month of April. He didn't pitch very well. He was part of the issues in the bullpen. He's pitched well since the being, I'd say, like second week of May, third week of May, whenever it's been, like, you know, right around there. His season has turned. He might be the closer of this team now because they started to use Romano in more of like seventh, eighth inning spots, and they just kind of slid Kirkering to the back end now. So that is something I think people were hoping for before the season or thinking could happen. We might be there now. I'm good with it. I trust him more than I trust Romano or Strom. Like I'll roll with Kirkering as the guy in the back end. So he pitched the ninth last night, first career save. Couple things though on the injury front that are worth noting though. Hugh, did you notice that they said over the weekend Bryce Harper would accompany the team on the trip to Miami? And then yesterday they reversed course. They said, he didn't come. He's going to stay back for treatment. So the Bryce thing continues to be
perplexing.
That's a good word for it. Perplexing. Like what do you think that means anything, or is it just, hey?
He just probably didn't want to go. Didn't they just have a baby?
What do you mean he didn't want to go?
I'm trying to, first of all, don't get upset.
Here we go, company man Douglas.
I'm not trying to be a company. You ask me a
just
question.
Didn't
I'm trying to
go.
Give you a valid reason
no,
or
that's
just making
or,
excuses
or, okay,
that you
okay,
have no idea
or,
if they're true or not.
Or a reason. That's what I do. I recklessly speculate
that's
about
true.
Stuff.
That's what he does. It
so,
is.
So why are you getting mad? No,
I'm laughing. It's just absurd.
He probably his wife probably wanted him to, you know, help with the Similac or something. Yeah.
He's on the team.
You asked me a question. I gave you an answer.
Can I give you another theory?
What you got?
The wrist is worse than they're saying, and they didn't want him to leave the treatment here to go on the road trip.
Well, normally when the trainers go on the road trip, they usually want to see him.
Yeah.
So he would probably get treatment there.
But so they said that what they said yesterday is they wanted to keep him back here so he could stay with the treatment here. Like that was better for his wrist is well, the kind of the idea they gave off.
Well, I would assume that whatever treatment he's getting, they couldn't pack the machine up and bring it with them.
Well, that's what I'm wondering. I don't know. Like, why can't he go on the trip? I mean, is it worse than we think? And they want him here with the doctors here. I have no idea.
I'm going to go with the latter. I'm going to say they couldn't pack up the machine. Yeah. I want to be optimistic.
Okay.
Listen.
You just didn't want to go.
Well, no. And here's another thing. This training staff, they've taken a lot of heat. Like, they've had some miscues.
Yeah.
The last couple of weeks.
Well, that's why I'm skeptical
really
with the Harper thing.
You know, as you should be, they've had some miscues. They're flying under the radar a little bit. But I'm going to say, in which I don't know what machine he's using. And granted, haven't played football in 20 years. I'm pretty sure the medicine has advanced since then.
Right.
But normally, when a player is hurt and he travels, he gets the treatment. He still goes with the training staff and the trainers to get the treatment there.
Sure. And if we were dealing with a lower body injury, that's different. You don't want hopping around the city and like hotels and a plane ride. Like, that's not necessary. But this is a risk. You would think this is the kind of thing you would travel with the team, but he didn't, and he stayed back here. So we'll see when we get the next update on Bryce Harper. The other injury issue was last night. Late in the game, it sounded like Bryson Stott hyperextended his elbow again. Can we hear Topper after the game on the Stott issue last night during one of his at-bats?
Hyperextended his elbow, so we're checking in on him. I might give him a day tomorrow just to be precautionary.
Is it related to what he dealt with last year?
I'm not sure. It sounds like it, but I'm not 100% sure.
Okay, so just check him out tomorrow.
Yeah.
That's not great to hear. I mean, we had him on in spring training, and he talked about that injury he had last year, which ironically was down in Miami as well, a game against the Marlins. But he talked to us about how frustrating that was for him during last season, Hugh, because he didn't, it was almost like it was like in the back of his head, fully extending his arm after that happened. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not great. I mean, he hasn't hit well anyway, and now if he's dealing with an elbow issue, it kind of compounds the tough season that Bryce Stott is having here.
Yeah, man, and this is a time where it feels like some guys are starting to come out of it a little bit.
Yep.
And for you to be, you know, somebody that's kind of held back a little bit, that's not a good place to be.
Well, no, and I'm starting to look at his year as a whole and wondering if they're going to add something to the second base mix as the year goes on. I mean, he's a great defender. He made a play last night where the ball went off of Kemp's glove and he got it and they fixed the problem but boy, he hasn't hit in forever. If everyone else is hitting, you could get away with Bryce Stott in his glove the way we used to get away with, kind of Rojas in his glove in the outfield.
Yeah.
But boy, it's been a while since I can't even think of the last baseball that he drove. Was it that game down in Tampa, Kyle, when he hit the home run? It feels like
everything
it's forever.
Else, yeah, it's like a feeble pop-up to the back of the infield. It's brutal.
I think that series in Tampa was like the first week of May. He drove that ball out in the ninth inning, and they're trying to come back. It's been a while, so it sounds to me like he'll probably be out of the lineup tonight. We'll keep an eye on Stott and the Harper thing. But a good win for the Phillies last night. We'll get to more Phils coming up in a little bit, including the latest All-Star voting. And if a guy should be there that's not right there up near the top right now. Let's go back to the phones. 215-592-9494. But, Hugh, before we do, you going to help everyone out with a second clue? What do you got today? Because we got a great prize here. A pair of tickets. Phillies, Padres, July 1st, 6:30 first pitch. Hang out with us at the game. Hugh, what do you got for everyone? Second clue.
This was at the height of his popularity in the 60s, early 60s.
Okay, so this is something you see almost every day.
Almost every day.
And it was at the height of its popularity in the 60s.
Yes.
Okay. You think people were closer or further away
probably
after that?
Probably further away.
Okay.
They're probably
further. Is that their fault or yours?
Well, I mean, if they've been listening to the show, they should. It should be a no-brainer.
Really? A no-brainer?
Yeah.
This answer today is a no-brainer?
Yeah, it's not.
To me.
I mean,
I don't know about that.
To me?
Yeah, to you.
Yeah, well, that's the problem right there.
Is that why it's a no-brainer?
Yeah, because it's in my brain.
Yeah, that's true. It is. All right, Jeff in Wilmington's up. Hey, Jeff.
What's up, guys?
Hey, Jeff.
What's up, Jeff?
So the thing with Jalen Hurts, so I think those that don't have him in the top 10 or top 11, whatever it is, or even higher than 5, I think you're looking for him having big statistical years. And there's an awful lot of quarterbacks in the history of the NFL that have had big statistical years. Some are the greatest of all time, like Dan Marino. He's up in the top 10. Went to the Super Bowl once and never went back again. So, and I guess I agree with Hugh mostly on this. Is think of all the things that he had to overcome to get to this point. Name me one other quarterback that's not named Patrick Mahomes that has been to the Super Bowl in the last 5 years twice and won one. There is nobody else.
Yeah, it's just him, right?
Yeah, and the whole argument of, well, look at the team he has around him. You can put any of the other quarterbacks, Mahomes, Jackson, any of those guys, and they would probably win the Super Bowl too with this team. I'm not saying they wouldn't. But to not have him in the top 5 of athletes in Philadelphia is criminal.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
My my opinion.
Well, I think that's strong. I mean, criminal. Let's go through it one by one and see where the line of demarcation, like where you think it's crazy. All right, so who's a better athlete or player or whatever you want to say, him or Saquon?
Well, I'll just give you my top three. Obviously, Saquon.
Yep.
Number one. I mean, that's no argument. I'm not going to lie.
Right. Well, I think most of us are there.
Number two is Wheeler.
Okay, so we're on the same page.
Of his consistency over the, and then my number three is Jalen. Because he's the only one of all those dudes, except for Saquon, because they're on the same team, that has won a championship. Nobody else has won a championship in this city besides the Eagles in the last 13, 14 years.
Well, other Eagles have.
I know that. I'm talking about besides Eagles. These other players, you know, any of the baseball players,
sure.
You know, that has to count for something.
So my three was Jalen Carter. Who's a better football player, Jalen Carter or Jalen Hurts?
Jalen Carter had probably a better season, but it's, again.
Come on, Jeff.
You know.
Just say it. It's all right.
I said Jalen had a good season. I did not say he had a great season statistically. But when you add it up as a whole, what he had to overcome in the beginning of the season, playing bad because he did not play well in the first four games, he made it work.
He did make it work.
This team on, yeah.
I agree with a lot of that.
Counting that.
No, I don't think so. I just, when you said criminal top five, I mean, and Jeff, good phone call. We got, you know, caught up on the Jalen. I mean, who's a better player? Just a better football player right now, Jalen Hurts or Jalen Carter?
I would say just off of right now, Jalen Carter. But who's the most important player between the two?
But all right, so I think my thing is, are we just going too far with the quarterback? And earlier I brought up, like, what if we have a bad one? Let me take it back in time. Hugh, I know you weren't here, but you know the two players well enough that I could ask you the question. In 2015, the quarterback of the Eagles was Sam Bradford. Their best defensive player was Fletcher Cox.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Like, if we're using the importance thing, Sam Bradford was more important. He's the quarterback.
Because he was.
Right, but he was not a better player than Fletcher Cox.
No, he wasn't, but he was more important.
But that's not the... I know we all have different criteria, but it's not just importance. It's who's the best players in Philadelphia sports.
Also,
that's what spawned all this.
The defense was the most important unit on the team, and Jalen Carter was the best player on that unit. You could argue Jalen Carter was more important.
I agree.
That's by happenstance. Nobody.
Happenstance. The Super Bowl was happenstance.
Let me tell you, and this is a fact, because you can't find me one person in Philadelphia, if they're being honest with themselves, that said that they thought this defense, with all the new pieces that you had, was going to be.
We're dealing with the reality.
No, that's not what I'm talking about. Okay, this is what I'm trying to say. When we looked at this team, and we looked at them going to the Super Bowl, who was we going on the back of? Jalen Hurts.
But that's not how it played out.
I know it didn't play out that way, but that's the way it happened.
But it doesn't matter.
So that's the amnesia thing.
We're forgetting what actually happened.
No,
it's not the amnesia thing. It's you thought the quarterback was going to carry you there.
And he didn't.
Yeah, Joe thought Saquon wasn't going to be an impactful player.
The defense played well.
They played phenomenal.
At the end of the day, Jalen Hurts was the reason why. No. One of the biggest reasons
I'm
why,
glad
I should say.
Kyle brought that up.
We won the Super Bowl.
I mean, let me give you an example. If I had amnesia, I'd be on here all off season saying, you know what? Yeah, the Saquon signing, they didn't really need him. Like, that's amnesia. That's as if I forgot what happened. Just because I didn't think he was going to be as great as he was as an Eagle, I have to, like, I can't pretend he wasn't.
What we thought before the season doesn't matter.
It never
matters. Look at it like this. Everything that we talk about is a piece, right?
A piece of, like, a puzzle?
Of a puzzle. Like, Saquon's a big piece of that puzzle.
Yeah.
But we also see what Saquon was when Saquon was with New York. Saquon, he had some good seasons, but he didn't have the kind of season he had here.
Of course.
Like, that was a piece.
Of course, yeah.
The piece, to me, that orchestrates all of this. And he played, and I'll be the first to admit, Joe, he didn't have the greatest season. When you talk about, there were games where he played bad. But at the end of the year, he had the last game of the season culminated to me in him having a great season.
I agree.
It's Jalen Hurts.
Can I want to throw out something I've thought of for a while.
What you think?
There's a double standard. You just said something totally fair, and I don't think anyone will call in and disagree with Saquon. Look, when he's with the Giants, you know, he didn't do much. But if I sit here and say, if you put Jalen Hurts on the Titans, he wins six games next year. People will say, oh, Joe, that's ridiculous. He's a winner. He would elevate the Titans. I don't know. I mean, maybe, but maybe he wouldn't, right? Isn't it the same thing? Isn't that the same thing? Like, you said is totally fair, that Saquon's career was kind of
blah.
Blah, even though he was a great talent, right? It wasn't going well in New York. But that's the Jalen thing is, that's also part of it. If Jalen ended up somewhere else, all these things we say about him might not be real.
That's fair, but we don't know that for sure. We know this for sure about Saquon.
Well, because there's evidence. Yes.
Yeah, there's evidence of that. There's evidence.
Yeah, that's real.
And I don't think, I mean, it's fair to say that because that's a lot of times, that's the argument that people are having. Well, if Josh Allen was here,
yeah, right,
he'd be a better quarterback. Josh Allen's not here.
Josh Allen's still a better quarterback.
He could be there, but what does Josh Allen have to show for it? Except a nice-looking wife.
He's got an MVP.
That's it. Okay, but what's
a lot
more
of production.
Important is an MVP or a Super Bowl?
Doesn't it just illustrate the fact that teams win Super Bowls and not individual players?
See, this is what...
Because Jalen Hurts was in Toledo in college, he's not. We're not talking about him as though he has all this pedigree coming out. He went to Alabama. Right? So he was surrounded with a great team. See, and he went to the national championship and got benched, by the way. Just wanted to point that out. But the team is what makes the winner. The team is what makes the winner.
This is what I don't think I can sit here and try to tell you this all day. I don't think you will ever understand or anybody ever understand. Is Jalen on every level has won, regardless of you want to talk about the talent around him or whatever. At a position where it's hard to find guys like him.
So I agree. And he's won. He's been a winning quarterback. And this was his first championship. But he didn't win in Alabama.
No,
he didn't win in Oklahoma.
He's been a winner.
Yeah, winning quarterback.
And this is what I think people can't wrap their mind around because we want to base a lot of what we say about Jalen and things that we find tangible. Because we always want to talk about what Josh Allen's done and the team that he's on and if this, that, and the third. Bottom line is this. Josh Allen is way more talented than Jalen. I'll say that to a man.
Well, anyone with eyes would say that. Yeah.
But Josh Allen ain't accomplished as much as Jalen had, and he has more talent. So what does that say?
The Bills haven't accomplished as much as the Eagles.
No.
Yes.
No, we're talking about quarter. See, this is the thing. Because when we talk about Josh Allen losing, we talk about him as an individual.
No, we don't bring that up. Only people who want to say that Jalen Hurts is a winner and he's better than all these people bring up Josh Allen losing. The Bills lose.
This is the problem with this whole conversation that we have. Is that when we talk about Patrick Mahomes and his greatness, I mean, and he's shown that he is great, but he's always looked at as a separate entity from anybody else. And when we talk about Jalen, in order for it to make sense to us, and for us to feel comfortable in whatever argument we're having, we have to include the team in it because he's not as accomplished.
I think,
Here's the difference. No, it's not.
Here's exactly what it is.
That's what I hear when I hear it.
The difference is, and I didn't feel this way in 2022 when they got there. For the most part, Mahomes is the driving force of the Chiefs. Jalen wasn't the driving force last year.
The Chiefs without Mahomes are not. They're not in that game.
Jalen played well in moments, and in the Super Bowl, you could say offensively he was the driving force. But for the season, he wasn't.
He's not the driving force as far as you know.
We all are looking at it.
It's not amnesia. It's from your purview because you can look. Okay, you look at the Kansas City Chiefs, and you look at the success that Patrick Mahomes has. And you say, oh, that's him. But I can make an argument that, hell, he didn't do nothing in college. Andy was the driving force. I could say Andy was the driving force behind Patrick Mahomes.
But nobody does that.
But for whatever reason here, we want to penalize Jalen.
Just the games we watch on the field, most weeks, you didn't – this is what I mean by amnesia. And obviously some of this is tongue-in-cheek. I do like my doctor's coat. I might wear it again one day.
I mean, it's a nice coat.
Thank you. But think about Monday mornings on the morning show, midday show, afternoon. Or Monday afternoon, obviously, right?
Mm-hmm.
What was the conversation most weeks the next day? Or Saquon.
Or the lack of Jalen's ability to do.
Saquon, and then I'd say four or five times, wow, Jalen. The rest of the time, it's like, eh. So how can I say he was the driving force if that wasn't what we said all year?
Because for whatever reason, whatever plays he called, whether it was good or bad, he was the man under center. And for me, I can't take that away from him. I just can't. I can't take that because he was the guy – that every week, as bad as he played, they still stuck him out there. And for whatever reason, he still was able to win games. And on the absolute biggest stage where everybody was watching, he came up big.
Well, but so I guess why that doesn't work for me is, let's say CJ GJ doesn't get ejected against the Commanders and they win. Well, are we going to say that Kenny Pickett was the driving force?
No, we'll have a conversation saying that Kenny Pickett should be the starter. That's the conversation that would have been
well,
had.
Maybe. Well,
dude, what does that tell you?
Well, no, that's the scrutiny.
If your head even goes there.
No, but that's the scrutiny that the quarterback is under. And to your point, to both of you guys' point, there is somewhat of an overcorrection here because he got all those arrows slung at him all season long. And for whatever reason, when it comes to him, it just feels like we want to split hairs about his accomplishments.
I think we just, I'm again kidding with the amnesia to an extent. I think we're misremembering because of the ending.
Oh, I'm not. I'm definitely not.
Yeah, I mean, but
at the end of the day,
more than anybody I know, you're misremembering.
But the team on his back to win that Super Bowl.
At the end of the day, I'm gonna break it down for y'all as simple as I can.
Oh boy,
don't want to hear about the labor pain. Show me the baby.
Yeah, we know.
That's it. Show me the baby. He showed you the baby.
The labor pains were us watching 11 of 19 in December.
The baby's here, and his name is Lombardi.
You know what the labor pain was? AJ with his hand up wide open against the Panthers.
His name
and Jalen thrown to somebody else.
His name is Lil Lombardi.
Oh, jeez. Kyle in Gilbertsville. What's up, Kyle?
Yo, what's up, guys?
Hey, Kyle.
What's going on?
Do I sound better?
You do, yeah. We're good now, Kyle. we'll find out after you talk for a while.
Well, I'm just like in my last call a little while ago, I kind of lean on both sides of the fence in the argument. But I think that Jalen is being a little bit underrated and underappreciated here. There was a previous thing that I think it was you, Joe, that you said that if Jalen, or I don't know if you said just Jalen, but the Eagles, if they were in the AFC, that they probably wouldn't go as far.
Well, I don't know if they'd have been a two of these Super Bowls. Maybe one, but maybe not both.
I don't know, man. In the Jalen-led teams, and I kind of looked at the win-loss record. I know, I'm using quarterback wins as a quarterback stat here. I'm guilty. But since, I think it was November 14th of 2021, his record against the AFC was 15-4. So I'm just going to just put that argument to bed and say that I think he could have gone both times and even won one or two of those Super Bowls if he were playing in the AFC.
Potentially. I'm not saying it's crazy. My point was, like, Allen and Lamar have to face off for the right to face Mahomes. Meanwhile, we've gotten playoff games with the Eagles the last few years against
Kamatatans.
Well, I mean, Daniel Jones and Brock Purdy and Baker Mayfield. It's different. The NFC's different with depth of quarterback. That's all.
That's fair. And again, I totally agree with you. And I think, and let me ask you guys all this question. You guys all had Jalen on your top 11,
yes,
correct?
Well, Kyle did.
Okay.
But Hugh and I both did. I had him at 9, Hugh had him at 2. So we both did.
So you both did. Okay.
Yes.
I guess just, I understand that football is a team sport. We all got to contribute in one way or another to win the ultimate prize, which is the Super Bowl. But Jalen is the quarterback. And you just can't, I just feel like he can't be omitted from the list if Jalen and the team, I recognize the offensive line, the defensive line, and everybody else involved contributed to this win. But without the defense playing its part, which again, the defense played its part, Jalen was able to drive down the field on every drive on offense in that most important game. And you have to think, we as Eagles fans have wanted a Super Bowl for so long, and we waited, obviously, until 2017 to win the ultimate prize, to win the Super Bowl. And now we've gotten to the point where we've been so spoiled going to the playoffs over and over again that we're nitpicking the quarterback.
Well, Kyle, I think we see eye to eye on this. This is first world problems from a football fan perspective. We're debating how good our Super Bowl winning quarterback that's been a two is. Kyle, I'm with you on that. That's real. Kyle, what's your guess for Hugh's clues? What is he talking about?
So that second clue kind of threw me off a little bit, but I guess I'm just going to stick with my answer. Just maybe see if maybe I'm right on this. How about the sun?
The sun has been guessed.
That's a good guess.
Has been guessed a couple times now. I think
that's the second time.
It's not the sun.
But it's a good guess.
215-592-9494. We'll continue this on the other side. Plus, while we're diagnosing people today, CJ GJ, who is still talking, I'm not sure what he has.
See what the key is called, crash.
We'll figure that out next. Maybe Dr. Douglas will be on
in case
charge
of the crash outs.
Yeah, in charge of that one. It's amnesia day. Hugh has it. We'll discuss it next. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.